Now, if you're a regular listener of the CJD Morning Show, you've probably heard I've shared my struggle with depression with you, the symptoms, the feeling of being alone, the feeling of sometimes being the last to understand that you're going through something. Jason Finucane has been through something similar, as so many of us have. He's 43. He was so worried about sharing his depression and experiences with mania that he kept his symptoms to himself for 2 years. But now he's written about that and more in a new book. It's called Jason 1, Stigma 0, My Battle with Mental Illness at Home and in the Workplace. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Andrew. Thank you so much for having me on.
So tell me your story.
Andrew, the biggest thing that I believe allowed me to understand that stigma was the battle, and that's why the title of my book isn't Jason 1, Bipolar 0 or Jason 1, Mental Illness 0. I didn't beat either of those things, but I did beat stigma. And I think the reason I learned that, it all started with the fact that I had open heart surgery as a young boy. And it may sound irrelevant or disconnected, but the truth is, when you have a major physical illness that in our society has no stigma attached to it, it's a particular lesson you learn. I was never questioned. I was never thought of as having, you know, oh, your character's not strong. Right. No one ever said try harder to me. I was rallied around and supported in the most loving way I could have been. And I didn't take it for granted, but I didn't understand, of course, at 12 years old, what that really meant. And for me, it was, I had very, very good health from 12 years old till about mid-20s. And out of the blue, I started experiencing depressive episodes and then hypomanic episodes.
What's a hypomanic episode?
Hypomania just simply means mild mania. So if you think of a manic episode as an extreme state where you don't sleep for several days, where you, you know, you may begin to be delusional, you may be angry, you may be, you certainly have an enormous torrent of energy going through you. And I did experience that eventually. But hypomania is more like, we've all felt hypomanic in a healthy way, which is when you're a little bit excited or, you know, you're a type A personality, you just had a coffee and you're kind of on the ball.
Yeah, but you're like that for days.
24/7 for months.
For months.
It was like that. And so very hard to diagnose. I mean, I did not know what was going on when it was happening.
Well, often the person going through it is the last to know. And that's why it's important that people around them, first of all, believe that it's happening and can understand. And when we, that's what happens when we talk about stigma. You know, for me, even now, having talked about it and in the Bell Let's Talk era and so on, I still worry that people don't understand. You know, you still have this worry that, okay, if I really come out and tell people how I feel, maybe I'll lose my job. Or maybe my girlfriend or boyfriend won't love me anymore. They won't understand, and then I'm not good. You know, this is all the trick that the mind plays with you as you move along.
Absolutely true. And that was the trap I fell into for, as you said at the beginning, 2.5 years, I basically tried to will myself through this thing that I was facing. I didn't know what it was. And then even when I started to realize it might be a mental illness, the thought of me having a mental illness, because I had stigma towards it.
Of course, it's for weak people. It's not for you.
Exactly. Yeah. You think, oh, no. I can do this. Yeah. I can fight through this. Right. But eventually you come to the terms with the reality that, hey, I've been fighting really hard for 2.5 years and I've gotten exactly nowhere. And in fact, my symptoms kept getting worse and worse and worse. And it wasn't until, and this is where the heart surgery comes in, it wasn't until I woke up one day and went, wait a minute. When I was young, my heart didn't work. I didn't feel shame about that. No. I didn't feel guilt about that. I treated it like a medical illness. Now my brain isn't working properly. Why am I feeling all this shame and guilt and fear and all those things? That, for me, was the hurdle. I was able to get over stigma.
And then you got to go through that sometimes very arduous task of trying to find the right medication, the right dosage. And that can be, you know, it's funny because people who haven't been through this don't realize it. It's not scientific, it's you know, it's very much an art finding the right, you know, this one works for some people, this one doesn't work for other people, and that can be frustrating too.
It absolutely is. I believe that the vast majority of the patients that I have as a man now is, it's come from this experience, because it teaches you, forces you to be patient. And one thing I do always say when I'm speaking publicly is to anyone who's out there and who's in that place where they're feeling the symptoms and they're trying medication and it's not working yet, is just not to give up and to be patient and to trust that there is a solution there for you.
We're speaking with Jason Finucane. Jason, one, stigma zero, my battle with mental illness at home and in the workplace. So this book is, I guess you wrote, you know, it's therapeutic for you, but also with the aim of helping people who might be going through this?
100% to help people who are going through it. The truth is, by the time I wrote the book, I'd already been speaking in keynotes for years. So I've already told my story. And yes, there was a certain measure of therapy. When you get up and you tell a story of something really difficult you went through, whether it's mental illness or trauma or you know, anything difficult, when you tell that story, it strengthens you. It allows you to compartmentalize it just that little bit more. And I believe that is healthy. But the truth is, the book I wrote for others. I really did. It wasn't for me. It was because I recognized that I had stumbled upon a realization that made, I believe, my path to wellness much more likely. And I think if you take everyone out there who's facing mental illness and simply just remove the stigma, the chances of their recovery goes up significantly. After going through all of this as an individual, one of the things I realized that I was able to do is to help. And the most effective way for me to help was in the workplace. So I did, for years, I did keynotes and in-person training. And in the last year, I formed a company, Stigma Zero. And what we offer is an online training program to help companies to eliminate stigma in the workplace, which can boost their productivity and their workplace morale.
Thanks for your time. Very interesting. Nice job. For more information on Jason Finucane and his book, Jason 1, Stigma Zero, My Battle with Mental Illness at Home and in the Workplace, you can go to stigmazero.com.